Blog Talk Radio.
The city whose landmarks are familiar all over the world center for shipping, transportation, communication, finance, fashion, and above all, entertainment. A city that pulsates always because of the millions of people who live here, work here, visit here, and in the heart of the metropolis, the great arena, Madison Square Garden, which has created and housed so many champions, and which is why tonight, from the Garden, the most enduring champion of them all, Frank Sinatra, comes to the entire Western Hemisphere live with the main event, Frank Sinatra in Concert. Garden, October 13, 1974. Jam-packed with 20,000 people plus. Just people. People from all walks of life. People who are young and people who are old. Here to see, here, pay homage to a man who has bridged four generations and somehow never found the gap. Hello again, everyone. I'm Howard Cosell. And I've been here so many times, and in a curious way, this event, live with the King of Entertainment, carries with it the breathless excitement and anticipation of a heavyweight championship fight. Celebrities are here in profusion, one after another. Rex Harrison, Professor Higgins, if you will. Carol Channing, hello, Dolly. Paula Cronkite, Mr. Believer. And, of course, the great romantic hero Robert Redford, but here, coming through the same tunnel that so many champions have walked before, the great man, Frank Sinatra, who has the phrase, who has the control, who understands the composure, who knows what losing means, as so many have, who made the great comeback, who now stands still, enduringly, on top of the entertainment world. Ladies and gentlemen, from here on,
what we gonna do with you? We got everything to lose with you, so what are we gonna do with you?
I'm not out to steal your money. I don't wanna take your time. I do deserve a little respect, so I'm gonna get what is mine. Cause yeah, seem like old news. The whole world gone crazy. What am I gonna do? What I'm gonna tell my babies when they don't understand? My pressure, my struggle, my demand. Yeah, back then, I didn't understand when my pops came home saying that he couldn't take it. But it's hard to be a good man knowing that a man's plan is to take what you're making. Hold on, we're gonna make it. Another mother on TV crying cause her boy didn't make it. She said, what am I gonna do? What I'm gonna tell these babies? Yeah, y'all don't understand.
And now, Antonia Betts.
Good evening, everyone. This is Informational Guru by Antonia Betts. This is a Damon production. We are now on air from Lagos, Nigeria. Please call in at 516-453-9133. Again, 516-453-9133. Please press #1 on your pad to join the conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Select either live shows or title, and you can listen to review the previous shows on the internet, of course. Tonight's show is titled Vaccines, Mask, and Other Items of Virus Prevention have been highly debated upon by some citizens here in the United States. Some are rebellious, some are undecided, but possibly most are complying to the CDC request for the safety of themselves, their loved ones, and of course their children. The report claimed that there is a gradual decrease in death rates for hospital needs and for people who are infected also. But didn't we have that to happen before? It sort of is a yo-yo effect. Well, we will welcome you with questions and hopefully can respond to you with some answers. Plus, Russia wants to invade Ukraine very soon. Will the United States and allied forces find the need to help protect them and their innocent country? Question. Well, we don't know the facts until it presents itself, but we will be on stand down. And speaking of safety with gun violence and other weapons of violence, they're still being foolishly used among the innocent public. Yes, everybody. Some say do not defund the police. As a matter of fact, 81% nationwide has said that. But in some states, because they do have to rely on the police to protect everyone, there is a need, according to most. But yet, two officers, as a matter of fact, three eventually, but two officers within a week at the same time, and one in particular in this week, have been gunned down. Yes, everybody, gunned down as if they weren't even worthy of serving on the force, because unfortunately, it's not like the assailants, I'm sure, knew who they were, but they've been gunned down unmercifully in New York City, New York, of course, the United States, because, well, have anybody acknowledged the good deeds of these officers? Because people don't stop and think. There have been officers, some of you who have witnessed them, coming to the rescue of many people. If it weren't on TV, you've seen it actually in person. There are a handful of officers who are, in the past few minutes, noted on television, but in the past few years have provided legally their version of having to be defended because they were convicted in crimes against some individuals in the public, unfortunately, also. So do we justify, crucify, or testify against some of the most recent findings regarding that also, unfortunately? The scales of justice will be weighed, as the saying goes. And don't forget, please help stop human sex trafficking. Well, to begin with, I would like to also continue by saying this, aside from the actual title, before getting started, regarding inexpensive cold weather activities. You may say, oh my goodness, there's nothing available for my child to play with, entertain themselves, keep me preoccupied, having to watch the whole drum movies that I've seen before, or resort to if I can't afford Netflix, or if I can't afford some of the other more popular channels, what am I going to do? Well, first, for the sake of exercise, I have the nerve to talk, engage in outdoor activities. Well, just before the weather had dismissed all of the leaves that turned brown and red and orange and yellow and all of the other beautiful colors. You know, children love doing things and not even realize that they are having fun. If they can have fun, so can I. So I became creative one day. I helped to get some of the leaves off of the ground or the lawn or the nearby areas and bagged them up in construction bags. Kids love to help with that, especially if it's in the cleaner areas of where there are leaves and whatever strewn about. And then once you put them into the, most of the time, a dark plastic bag, you get other leaves and help decorate them. You know, maybe you use a little tape or something and set them off to the side of the building to make them look like funny faces, as if you're building a snow person. You can go in your home, speaking of snow people, find things in your home, maybe things that you'll be throwing away, you know, discarding of. And you can decorate the snowman with that. It doesn't have to be a carrot, as we've known traditionally to do. But, you know, become creative. People love to sometimes stop and watch creative decorations and things like that. But when the trash truck comes by on trash day, walk it to the curb, maybe with the help of the little ones, and watch the trash truck sanitation workers dispose of it, and then start the same cycle of next week. You won't even know that you're working. For an indoor activity, you can play the game of tic-tac-toe. It's a grid that requires two sticks down, two drawn on a piece of paper with a pen or a pencil, two sticks across, but put a gap in between it because the secret is you put it down an X, and another spot, another person puts in the letter O. Until after each person takes their turn, and who have the line drawn either straight up and down in the middle or on the ends, or straight across, whoever have the X's or the O's, however, whether if you had the X and the other person had the O's, and or the crisscross version that looks like a letter X straight through the center of the tic-tac-toe diagonally. And as a result, that can become hours of playtime activities to see who can win the most games until they can get tired. All right, and so considering that, it helps to get the kids away from hypnotizing electronic games to encourage creativity. After all, creativity is the thing that makes the world grow, and children become more inventive, and you yourself come up with inspiring ideas. You never know. You may take it into a business of some type if you ever just get inspired by other games, period. And because, after all, well, we know that electronic games are always available to be played with. Plus, that is a good time to bond with your family, children, or whoever, from 1 to ages 1 to 100. I'd also like to include, there are three women of minority backgrounds who will be receiving a United States coin or currency in honor of their contributions that they have made in a lifetime. Well, the one person who brings to mind is a person that just recently died in the past few years. Her name is Maya Angelou. She was the very, very prolific poet and philosopher and activist that has attracted the heart and the life of a lot of people who sought out how to become the woman that they were. Oprah Winfrey pretty much was her biggest follower and biggest distributor of her works. Well, not only her, but to my understanding, we shall look for a coin with what they refer to an famous American representative. She will be on a coin soon. And there will be another eventually. And I will bring you to what their attributes and contributions were as time goes on. And when they become present on a coin that we can look forward to, that is remarkable and beautiful. Well, also, I'd like to mention, we would like to also honor, respect, and acknowledge a gentleman named Andre Talley, A-N-D-R-E apostrophe T-A-L-L-E-Y. Andre Talley, he was a fashion icon, the ever-so beautiful presence of elaborate and enriched robes was his forte. He was definitely majestic as he strewn about wearing his robes over his dinner outfits that he attended affairs with. And I'm quite sure he had quite a few buyers because he had just that stupendous and massive of wardrobes. So not only that, but other things he promoted along the way. But you know what? He definitely made fashion modeling a job available to everyone since the 1960s, and he was probably the person who promoted black fashion models to start being used in magazines, and I'm quite sure one of the most famous first magazines to make sure there was a market for them as well was Essence Magazine of New York. He died at the age of 73. So rest in peace, Andre Talley. Before we start the show, I just want to say farewell to Bob Saget. We're talking about very good examples of people that have laid pretty much the market for what it is to have distinguished and honorable people that you can have your family to follow in the footsteps of when it comes to their behavior, the way they dealt with people. There's Betty White. There's also Meatloaf. There are Louis Anderson. We're speaking mostly of entertainers and actors and actresses at this point, but to continue on, and I would like to also say to another individual whose mother is presently a very prolific actress in her time in the African-American community, though. Her name is Regina King. Her son of 26 years of age, who's like on the cusp of being a millennial and a iGener, he died mysteriously. And that happened only a matter of a few days ago. And he may have not reached a milestone, but he definitely did contribute to the ambience of all of what his mother represented. He even had served dinner at Sherry Shepherd, the comedian slash actress slash game show host, served at her milestone for her birthday, an array of wonderful delicacies to eat. But God has taken him up with him also in this year of 2022. So, again, good evening, everyone. Or is it? I will say it can be. Just do not give up hope, please. Meanwhile, one of the few subjects to discuss is the COVID-19 mask-wearing controversy. And that is sweeping the nation as we speak through different places such as medical facilities, public schools, private schools, stores. You name it, no place is unsafe from dealing with the subject as we go from state to state, because who would think an innocent little mask could make all the difference in the world on what the people want? But there's something behind it, and maybe I can help you based on some of the findings. Well, it appears that age-old question, to be or not to be, in other words, that is the question. But we're going to change it around a little, instead to say, to wear or not to wear a mask, that is, that is the question at this moment. It gives you a lot to think about. Do you ever walk along the streets and there are some people with masks and some without? Some who practice social distancing and some who do not care anymore? So I'm sure they are calling themselves exercising their right to do what they want now, and some, they are up in the air as to what they really want to do or will do or find it necessary to do or justify it or not justify it. And there are some who expressed about how they care about other people, who really is actually is the person when you wear the mask you're looking out for. Not yourself only, but mostly people are concerned about spewing away from their mouth the particles, the air particles that are generated from the virus that would spray an array of people. And that's how that works. You may say, that sounds like rocket science, you know, but no, let me explain, please. And so they decide to wear a mask. Then there are those who decide not to wear one anymore, and they started out wearing one. Read a story about it by an individual named Jacqueline, who I'll tell you about soon. And they would decide they will ride out the need to wear a mask or not wear a mask by decision-making as they go back and forth until the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, say that they don't have to do it anymore. In other words, the virus, by happenstance, let's just say after these 2 years, finally decides to disappear. It has been a lot of push and pull amongst millions of people, at least across the states. But first, I'm going to quote from the article called Coronavirus, Why Is There a Backlash to Masks? Written by Ritu Prasad, according to a publication coming from the BBC News, though. That was written May the 5th, 2020, way back then. But we're going to bring it up to date. And there was a question, why we should all wear masks. This is how masks can help. Well, Professor Thomas said in one case A study in Hong Kong hospitals, about 70 individuals ending up being near a patient who was later found to have the virus. But because the patient and everyone in the hospital were wearing masks, no one else contracted it. That's a good track record, everyone. But not every face covering is created equal. Who would say every face covering is not considered wearing is not considered equal when they wear it? Please pay attention. And this is what I'm quoting from them. And they said that in the process of all of this happening, if you're making your own mask, for example, using a thick fabric, something, somewhere that you can get your hands on, and if you hold up to a light, you cannot see through it. But that's good. That's better than nothing, because the tightness of the thread, or let's just say the materials itself, I don't care if you can see the light through it. If it has no woven, obvious, minuscule holes, then chances are you may not spray. You say you may not spray. So the professor is saying the type of mask material is the thing that will decide on whether if you get the protection you need or not. A lot of us did not know that. So, if you look through it and you don't see the light, that's not a guarantee. But consider that is the reason why a lot of facilities are upgrading its policy. As myself, I had went into the Veterans Hospital one time, not knowing that even though I had a cloth mask on of my own, they gave me one, a surgical mask, because they obviously know they can do more by helping people to have the surgical mask, which will be less penetrable about germs coming from you spraying onto anyone else. And I'm quite sure vice versa, provided you wear it over your nose and under your chin. But I'm going to give you an updated university version. Temple University, it says here, no longer wears only cloth masks on campus. When they say only, find out what they want to actually want them to wear when they go back to school, especially in spring semester. Fox News on Friday, January the 21st, 2020, reported in one of their evening shows, Temple students can no longer wear only cloth masks on campus, but cloth masks alone are no longer acceptable, according to the school's updated mask guidelines. Students are not required to choose to wear a non-woven surgical mask. That means one of your own liking. I don't care how beautiful the mask looks, same thing. They are determined they're going to make everybody double mask, faculty, students, it doesn't matter. And double masking means you have to wear the on that campus, you know, nowhere else specified yet, the KN95 mask. That's a special mask people have ordered early in the game of mask wearing, but sometimes they ran out of. So they give you an opportunity to wear maybe your own mask or whatever, or two surgical masks at the same time. But you have to have one of them to be the surgical mask worn properly. And obviously someone had done a study to find out about the non-penetrable, so penetrating material that the surgical mask. You say, well, what's surgical mask? Well, they're going to be given out on campus. The KN95 I'm not sure where you'll get those just yet. Could be Googled and, you know, ordered. But they're going to be available mostly because they know through those studies that even though the material appear to be mesh, it has a special woven fabric that does not allow anything to just merely, you know, dispense once it gets delivered through maybe some a cough or especially a sneeze. They really mentioned sneezes being the most horrific ones. But then she mentioned, according to, speaking of then, the Jacqueline person, after she made up a whole big contribution of masks she had sewn, and she was excited about it when it first came out that, you know, the virus was going to be an issue. Oh, she contributed to it, but you know what happened? She turned around and had a change of mind. She went against the mask procedure because she didn't know whether if it was a good thing or not. She became confused, went on Facebook, and then denounced it. And her mother was really shocked. And I'll tell you more about that after you get to listen to this wonderful track provided by our musicologist, producer Ngozi. And take it away, producer.
Thank you.
impressive guitar playing and music provided by producer Ngozi, who was the 2020 year of 2020 International Music Hall of Fame winner. So we'd like to commend him on doing such a great job and providing us a very big assortment of music, no matter what the era or the time or the type is. And to tell you the truth, I have to admit, it's all good. So far, so good. Hope he keeps up the good work. So with that being said, so I just wanted to say, regarding the colleges and the universities across the nation, many of them seem to be adjusting their campus requirements on the wearing of the mask policies. And don't be surprised if many of them may comply with Temple's requirements, which is double masking, surgical mask being definitely a requirement. And you never know whatever else will ensue following that. I mean, I've seen some beautiful cloth masks or non-cloth masks, and they are fabulous. Well, to tell you the truth, everyone, we can't have everything our way all of the time. If you're going to an event, just find out the requirements ahead of time. Maybe you can adjust things to appear that you made an effort to make yourselves look as beautiful or, in a male situation, dapper as possible. So considering that as well, we would like to mention this particular young lady, according to Vox. As I had mentioned before, she became very, very confused about what the requirements should or shouldn't be. She went to a store one time, and someone confronted her aggressively, according to what she mentioned, because we do have, unfortunately, those who do not know how to talk to people. We're in the public, so we have to be realistic and tell the truth. And upon confronting her aggressively, she didn't know whether she was coming or going because of the person's attempt to aggressively tell her that what she can do or can't do. So she went from store to store, and she, as well as many other people, have given testimonial to what the required dress wear should be. And realistically, I can see people being rebellious. Just it's like somebody inserting their religious practices on you. You don't want to be met with something aggressively. You would like for them to explain what their intentions are and why they feel as though that they will be a good fit for you. But we do have people who exercise, unfortunately, bad customer practices. So we got to tell the truth, and that can make a person rebellious. But I will say, hopefully fast enough, according to this article called Anti-Maskers Explain Themselves, when they say, if I'm going to get COVID and die from it, then so shall it be, written by Emily Stewart on August the 7th. That was back in 2020, though. And that's how intense this matter had been going on for 2 years. So there was a shopper named Jacqueline after a store fight. She decided publicly she was going to cite the 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution, and it states, no states are allowed to make laws that take our freedoms and liberties away, she said. Now, keep in mind, everybody, you know where that's getting ready to go. But then she mentioned that a mask exemption card she had received, not from a doctor, though, but from a friend, in other words, a falsified document. It appeared she had one of those fake cards some people are using to try to get out of wearing a mask by claiming they have a disability. I get overheated really easy, she explained. So everyone, anger may or may not increase violence and rebellion among mask wearers, but guess what? It can spark a fire. So considering that, I will continue in a moment. I'm going to find out who is this wonderful person that's going to come through and give us their version of what's going on. And I will pick it up from there. Thank you.
Hey,
hello.
Peace, Miss Antonia Bass. How you doing tonight?
Oh, peace. Well, good evening, and how are you, Brother Hooney?
Well, I'm doing better. And first, I want to say thank you so much the other night. I heard you. I had got off the phone. I wasn't able to respond. So, besides, I was in my zone, so I apologize. You know, I heard you loud and clear to say that you was listening in to my show. You know, you never know who's listening. Well, let me start off with the police reduction of the police pay. Miss Antonia Betts, we just celebrated one of the greatest people who ever visited this planet, and that's Dr. Martin Luther King.
Yes.
And in fact, we're getting ready to celebrate another person named Malcolm X, right? Now, they've been gone well over 50 years, right?
Right.
And they were speaking about police brutality even before their era, during their era, right? So why are we still dealing with this thing as police brutality? Well, I got a solution for that. That's a serious problem.
Good.
Right, I got a solution. Here we go. I got a serious solution here. Right. So now, it's not about taking pay out of their pocket and their funding, but we need to hold them accountable for their actions. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if we started holding them accountable for their actions in the event that they, you know, do some of this racist killing and start holding them accountable, how are you going to have people on camera, catching them on camera, committing these hideous acts, and you can't find 12 jurors that would sit back and send a message to these people that you are not going to keep doing that and get away with it. The same way that the average person that does something wrong on a job, and I ain't talking about the suspension with pay, hold them accountable in the exact same way. And I guarantee you a lot of these hideous acts, I'm not going to say they'll completely stop because you got some soulless people out there, okay?
Right.
And my last thing I want to say on the police thing, I'm tired of that worn-out excuse about it's always cops, or all cops ain't bad, all cops ain't bad. Miss Antonia Best.
Yes.
If that's not the case, then explain to me, why is it that 99.9% of the time the bad cop get there before the good cop? And when the good cop show up, right, how come he don't arrest the bad cop for what he did, or she did, or they did?
And you said that. Go ahead, and I'm glad to tell you something that may relieve you a little. But go ahead, please.
And the other thing about the mask, now you got some people being stupid. I'm tired of seeing this viral video that went on, this Karen. I don't know if it was her actual name or not. But the guy who she was arguing with, he called her a Karen. And she was arguing with this guy on a plane about him not having his mask on, and she didn't have one on. People are becoming ridiculous. Now, I'm not into people putting foreign stuff in my body that I don't want, that's unnatural to me. You know, because my body's a temple, right? But mask is easy, and for the people who's protesting, you are making it easy for them to pass these laws for you to get an injection with or without your consent. A mask is easy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Man, I'm so glad that you brought up a couple of those issues. Well, about the injections, if you don't mind my starting out, that is a heavy pill to swallow because how they say, if you go for some things, you'll go for all. That's going to be a very hard one to challenge, but I'm glad you don't work in the healthcare field also, because you know the odds of you being able to keep your job if you decide not to comply, which is sad. There aren't multi-millions of people who not only walk the picket line about all of this that has been going on as a requirement, but That leaves a lot of things to weigh as to not only are they able to perform their job, but who they can perform their job with. Maybe the facility is concerned about being sued. I'm not saying this to justify them. About if in case someone catch COVID and they would like to have somebody to blame it on, and it just so happened to be a medical health care worker, you know, that would give them some ability to, you know, justify on who they may have gotten it from. Then you have to go through a whole slew of people to say, well, that person, did they get, oh, did they catch it? That, you know, is it the same strain? Maybe one have Omicron, the other one have Delta, and you don't know. These things take time to research. My heart goes out to medical workers. I was going to consider medical work years ago, and I will tell you this much. I would not want to be shot up myself with a bunch of this and a bunch of that, because who's to say what the next step may be? Or who's to say if it can guarantee that it works? Who's to say that the reaction in my body may change up in a way I wouldn't want? You know, there's a lot of things to be determined from all of that that has been going on. And I really would like to be glad to say I'm glad I'm not judge nor jury. I will say there's a possibility for those of us who decided upon taking the vaccine that we had taken it not only for good reasons, but it worked for us for good reasons. And we don't know who's who and what's what. It's still up in the air. So I have to respect you on your decision. The other thing regarding the police, yes, I'm not going to sit here and try to act passive and pretend that aren't there, unfortunately, some police who misrepresent that uniform. Yes, there are, unfortunately. But thank God it's not the majority, because if so, that would present a lot of chaos out here. We have to be realistic. In addition to that, you know, there have, yes, been cops who have been racist, but there are some cops, they're just like a lot of other people. If they're mentally unstable, they are just what they are. You know, I'm seeing that in the news, which can be appreciated, the three officers who was with the killer of George Floyd, who was a cop that was totally out of control, and he's the one that's absolutely jailed, but they were taken to court and found guilty. I don't know the absolute reigning of whatever they preside over their suit that was taken against them, but it was found against them because they said that they were supposed to, as police officers of the you know, the state, the city, whatever, they are required to report anything that is out of order, you know, somebody being hurt, somebody who need medical attention, and other things they named, and they said they did none of that. So they're not going to be given a get-out-of-jail card and say, oh, you're fired, now you can just walk the streets and get a job somewhere else, and people don't even know who they are. So thank God. And I'm really glad to see that people saw that just like they have to get bad people off the streets to walk amongst us as citizens, supposedly as citizens, unfortunately have to do what they have to do, but they do it because they have to do it. You can't have police around here killing people and then justifying it, because if you do, then God knows you don't know this. This is stuff that has been going on for like probably more than a century. On even just, you know, the average metropolitan city alone, it's inhumane. It's insane. It's degrading to the police force itself. There are officers who are on the force who want to be there because they love it. They saved lives. They showed many of rescues. I will not lie and say that I have not had, you know, little minor things that I had to inquire, and the police, they definitely acted with an order. But the doggone foolish ones, the ones that you don't even know, they may be in a position of commanding somebody, and they, unfortunately, can get out of line or not act justifiably. So thank God there is a court of law that's these days acting more intelligently, acting more sophisticated, not saying all of them, but a good many of them, and starting to show they are going to do what's on the side of the law, whether if we believe in the law or not, and they're going to follow through, and they have to prosecute a police officer that unfortunately killed somebody. Just don't go after any old police officer, because, you know, you have some innocent ones out there who don't even realize what the word rookie means, because they're a rookie just to that extent. They know people set them up. So as a result, we hope a better training is available. And you want to honor Malcolm X. I heard near the very end of his reign as being Malcolm X and addressing the audience, he made some discoveries to show this world is not made of just black and white. This world is not just made of judgments. So with that being said, thank you very much, Brother Hooney. And with that being said, I appreciate your commentary. How do we phrase this? The International Hall of Fame broadcast winner in the year 2020. Godspeed, and I appreciate your commentary. We're going to take on the next caller, though, if you don't mind. Thank you. Hello, next caller.
Hey, how you doing? What's up, ladies? Your true friend, Will of God, calling from Philly.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think I heard you being called the intelligent comedian. You know, you come up with some interesting topics and give people the chance to give their viewpoints. And it seems as if you have a response that some of them walk away gratified with. How are you feeling, Will of God?
Yo, I feel like, you know what? Shoot. First of all, it's cold in Philly. And then they test you and say, hey, soon it's going to be hot. And everybody look like, ooh, people be looking so stupid because the news got everybody.
Yeah,
I've done it.
Look.
Yeah.
I got to clear my throat because this is so sad. And I'm going to just be ignorant because I just don't know other way to do it as of now. But y'all people, like, that's fascinated, that's, you know, that's living a lifestyle of saying, I got to do, oh, damn, that's a Gatorade. I got to do exactly what the news said is telling me to do because they said for me to do it. And if I don't do it, you know, this guy, this is how you sound. And if I don't do it, something might happen and I might get in trouble or I might not have a job. But if I don't do it, I could die.
Can I say this, little guy? You know, it's nice to see you like to cooperate and keep the peace and what have you. You know what, dear? I think that Brother Hooney, his situation is this. It's not that he don't want to, it sound like, go against the grain of whatever people require
no,
out
no,
here.
No, let me finish. Listen
but,
to what
I'm about
but to
guess
say.
What? Sometimes I'm getting the impression that maybe you feel as though you can look at it a different way because you don't had the same circumstances in life as Brother Hooney. Just go along with it. Am I right?
No,
go ahead, please.
Listen. I'm trying to give it to you all. Look, the news is like my last show was captivation. We're being captivated now. First of all, not only did the news telling you what they supposed to be told because the government told them to say it because they ain't doing no little minute conversations to make you think negative about anything that's being bestowed upon us. They're not telling us, hey, don't take this vaccine because something might happen to you tomorrow. They're only saying the good stuff. See, the other thing is you got to read between the lines and say, wait a minute, what's happening with these commercials that's coming on after the news? They had one today where they got this new thing where you can get a vaccine sent to you or something. You could buy, get it, you know, online, a vaccine.
Yes, I'm going to give you that, that website right now, United States Postal Service, just plain www.usps.pa, standing for Pennsylvania, .com, C-O-M.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is, why are they doing this? Why are they being so hardcore to get you to do these things? Even get you the COVID test where everybody was going crazy.
Listen.
It's the manipulation. Uh-huh. That's what everybody can't see. If they're trying to get you to do it so bad by giving you $50,000 one time and this other stuff, and now they want you to get scared because you can't get it no more on the shelves, but now they're going to send it to every household four at a time, and then you got to send it back to them. What the freak? Now you got to get a blood gun because America Red Cross needs all the blood from everybody that's living in America. Why is that? Now we're seeing that the daggone United States is about to go to war because it looks like we got 8,500 troops over there chilling because if something happened with Russia and they make that move, Biden already said, since it's a treaty, oh, my God, we have to go with it and set the damn thing straight. So if you got another vaccine, wait a minute, one more thing. If you got another vaccine coming out called a Flurona, now you got the old vaccine and the booster shot, and now they're telling you got to get this vaccine also, how many vaccines do you have to get a year or maybe so many months before you just
okay,
say stop?
Okay, guess what? I'm going to cut you short for one reason.
And with the mask.
All these questions of different types. I'm not the expert, so you can always go to a medical facility and respectfully and patiently ask them what are the answers to some of this. The wartime thing I can't help you with. Go to City Hall. Maybe they can direct you to the next level of government up if you're just curious as to how you can go look for that information. So, but I appreciate you telling me that. And with that being said, I appreciate you being there, Will of God. You don't have the next date, I'm sure, that you'll be on yet because it's so early in the month.
My show's called Tooth Arrow, the Will of God, every fourth Friday of the month. And just be prepared with these masks because, you know, when you wear masks, it, your immune system really gets a little bit worse.
Well, a mask irritates me too, right? But I find ways to vent underneath the mask when I'm definitely away from people. So far, so good. I'm alive. So until, you know, we get over this virus thing, try to be patient because it may be your life that you're saving as well as the life of people you love. Thank you very much, Will, and you have a good evening. And we're going to take on the next caller, please, okay? Thank you. Hi, next caller.
Hi. Peace and blessings,
okay.
My sister.
All right, how are you, my sister? And who's the person I'm talking to now, please?
Oh, you know it's Sister Bessie.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I'm not going to lie because I'm going to be brief. The words of my sister, I said, oh, my God, this isn't Darlene Lawrence coming back to haunt me. I said, if not, I would not be scared because this is, but it's wonderful hearing from you. How are you, Sister Bessie?
I'm doing a lot better than I was, and I'm enjoying to hear your voice as always.
Oh,
but
you
know me, I always come up with a question. We already know about the masks, and we know a lot of people have said that, you know, we're breathing our own carbon in, and that affects the immune system. We've been saying that for a long time.
Yeah.
So either you're going to wear the mask or you're not going to wear the mask. Mm-hmm. So for me, I wear them. I double them, you know, just to be safe, because I'm a person don't believe in the vaccines. And so I'm going to protect myself. If you don't believe in them or you're not vaccinated, protect yourself and protect others. This is the way I feel.
Yeah.
But I wanted to ask you, being that you are an ex-soldier, how do you feel about the bullies? You got Russia, you got China, and you got some other nations right now are being bullies. they're going against the small countries.
Right.
You know, we've been looking at this, you know, even America has a history of bullying other nations, maybe small nations. These countries are big as I don't know what, but they will take all their might and come against a small country.
I know. Uh-huh.
You know, it does not make any sense.
Yes.
I mean, because you are a large nation, and you
mm-hmm.
got these small countries just minding their business, want to live their life the way they want to live, but you want to impose your way of life on them. They might not want to live that type of life. They might not want to be under communism, but yet and still you bully them. It reminds you of when a child goes to school and is always that big bully to attack
yes.
the little small person.
Yes.
So it doesn't make sense to me
uh-huh.
to watch these countries bully other countries. So what's your feeling on that?
You know what? You're an angel in disguise, because I have to admit that was going to be the next portion, not long after I discussed just a few minor details of the virus as a wrap-up. And I'm glad you're asking, and I'm going to give you a small history of Russia. Not to say I'm giving my opinion, but I'm going to state that they conquered another country not long ago. In, I think, maybe early 2000s, they came after the neck of Czech, somewhere near a neutral country, believe it or not, even though it's called Soviet Republic. It's not attached directly to Russia, to my understanding. Let's see, at least that's what I heard. Mm-hmm. And then they turned around and came back and bombed that same Czech place, which had to give up their land and be merged with Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, speaking of bullying, now they want to come and converging on Ukraine. But let's see, how can I put this as well? Speaking of that issue, Ukraine, they appear to be, even though they do have some good standing in the United Nations as one of the, being in the top ranking five of the ballistically fit places, they still know what they have up against Russia. Russia,
yeah.
They're more aggressive, they're more crude in their way of dealing with you. And Ukraine, they have a culture that's like what they call the old mountainous ways of a very subtle environment, which is referred to as peaceful in the United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, but I'm going to tell you briefly, I want to read this thing about Russia, the little bit I could gather without trying to be opinionated or prejudiced against them. But I'm not going to be so nice until, you know, people to tell you, there have been people who said the same thing you have. They're bullies.
Yeah.
And I put stuff like that left in the land of maybe you know, the guy who wrote, well, you know, centuries ago, but still conquering people.
Yes.
You know, taking their land from them, taking their culture and their ethnicity,
mm-hmm.
you know, destroying people as you go along, destroying the temples and the beautiful artifacts that they had for tourist attractions, and just their way of living and their lifestyle anyway. It hits home with what you're saying, because it bothers
yeah.
people, because they feel as though Russia do it to them. Who's next?
That's right, because
you know
it's another word for it, colonizing.
That too, possibly. I understand Russia don't have much to offer at this point. Well, we know that they're living in a more frozen environment, but it's not impossible to create horticulture and expound on what you already have if you go about things the correct way, most likely. But you have to have the need and the knack and the know-how and the bonding with other people, because we know Russia, a lot of people don't know that they are not part, they don't have representation in the United Nations, aside from the other many countries that there are out there, which to some people send a message, they don't want to be peaceful.
Right.
I'm talking about people in the street who don't know a whole lot about the culture, but they just ask me, Miss, you know, could you please tell me, is it me or is it, you know, this is what's going on? And these are people who are just like you and I. So with that being said, I'm not going to say, you know, act like I'm a five-star general, which is really four, and jump out there and say, oh, we ought to bomb them, and, you know, because there's going to be lives lost in this process.
Yeah.
It's going to be materials and money wasted and things destroyed when that money could be put to many more profitable things for Russia if they work right. But who's going to want to be friends with Russia after all of this, except for, well, I'm not going to mention any names, and I'll leave it at that. But I'll read it to you in a few minutes. How's that? Is that okay with you?
All right. I'll stay on the line. You know we kindred souls. We're kindred souls.
And you're always welcome, Sister Bessie. If I need you to come back in, I will say, Brother O, you know, could you please let Sister Bessie back in as a response to this for a couple of minutes and leave it at that. How's that? Okay,
all right.
So I'm going to hurry up and run and let him take the selection and play it for us, because it may be something that we both can enjoy. Okay, well, Brother O, International Music Hall of Fame winner of the year 2020, can you take it away, please? Thank you. That was beautiful. I really enjoyed that. Thank you very much, Producer Ngozi. I'm going to briefly mention in the conclusion of the portion on coronavirus. You know, we have an issue of people's who have children in the grade school system. Whether it is public school or private school here in the United States or maybe other places, I don't know. But there have been very heated arguments amongst the parents who attend the school board meetings regarding the school mask requirements or whether they should be able to go to school or come out if they have to. And one person in a particular Zoom meeting, she was upset saying, "What are you doing? What are they doing about the students who are dying from COVID? What have they been doing there?" So, in other words, they're scared. They don't want their children, just because it's a required law that their children attend because after all, they did at one time allow them to work on their computers at home, if they did. And, you know, you can't make everybody happy, but then again, you still do have to look out for the safety for the children and the staff. And also, this becomes, even though they said this mask wearing is not political, it is a rift between the office of the government on different levels and the school districts within your city who will try to keep the parental controversy and upset behavior down to a minimum. And they let them know they're trying to comply with the people who are on the levels up above them, and they have to act as mediators sometime. But so that's addressing that at this point. It's still up in the air. Medical facility workers, multi-thousands of the workers, they protest at the various facilities that they may work at or have to protest at, as far as they're concerned, about them having their medical freedom taken away. So that would probably more so pertain to the vaccines. As time goes on, it appears that the most effective way to convince the medical workers that the vaccines, or more so the mask in this particular case, were not the enemies, they would say, please, continue to see the progress, well, actually the vaccines as well, the progress that they're making in scientific advancements to let you see the effort they're putting forth to make sure that these vaccines have been proven for those who will eventually decide on it, maybe, they have to look forward to, like the RNA that has been put into the solution of the vials of the vaccines. They're asking that if you comply and work with the Center for Disease Control and the World Health Organization, considering that it's only been 2 years since a lot of vigorous research had been, you know, really amped up in order to be able to make it much more justifiable as to why it's a safe material. If you know, they feel as though you can go by observation for people who've taken it, and over at least a period of 2 years, they're working out just fine. Then, you know, gradually, do like this mother who had her little girl said she's going to give it another year. Before she wants to see how it'll take effect in other people. If she don't hear of anything massively causing any problems and some people have taken it, then that appears that's what she's going to consider doing. So they said that what they're going to do is keep people up on information so they can develop their own opinions. Because many workers had quit their jobs as medical facilitators. Some of these people had not only went to school or put years in on a job or just had dreams and aspirations to work in a medical field to help people. So, you know, scientific researchers continue to stay on top of what you do. Dr. Fauci, you said that the numbers are dropping just a little. 31 states are only affected, like not like it was all over the states there for a while. Let's see what happens. Before I discuss this thing about Russia, I'm going to make it open for a question. If you can please keep it to a minimum, I'd appreciate it, because I know I have overstepped myself sometimes, and I don't want to disappoint you by not letting you state what you like. Okay, caller, would you please come in and identify to who you are to tell us where you're from?
Hi, this is Ricardo Rashard. I'm from Trenton, New Jersey. I just wanted to say a couple of things real brief. I wanted to say something about the Maya Angelou thing. I think it's great that she's being honored. I just feel like it's always unfortunate, though, that a lot of these, you know, great, you know, people that contributed to history, like Maya Angelou, Martin Luther King, all these different people, they get their just dues, like, after they're gone. You know, I think it would have been beautiful had she got it. I'm not saying that it's a bad thing that she didn't get it. I'm happy that she got it. But I think it would have been beautiful had she been celebrated more while she was here. I always think that, like, a lot of times people give people their flowers once they're long gone. And, you know, something that my mother always tell me, she'd be like, give me my flowers while I'm here. So I wish people would do that more often, just in life, like, celebrate each other while we're here. We never know when we're gone, you know, because she can't enjoy that, you know, now she's gone. But I know her legacy lives on. And then I think you said something about, the vaccinations. My thing with the vaccination, I'm against the vaccinations, me personally. I mean, for me, I don't want to get it. You get what I'm saying? I recognize that when it comes down to work, I'm a teacher and a healthcare worker. So I kind of was already preparing mentally because I knew this day was going to come. I think a lot of healthcare workers thought it wasn't going to come. And it was just like, there's no way, because we've been short of staff working with the group and the group homes and stuff. And I was telling one of my supervisors, like, yo, they're going to make it one day where, you know, this governor is really kind of looking at the governor at New York, and they're trying to basically follow the same thing. And a lot of people didn't believe it because they just was like, yo, we're so short of staff now. I couldn't imagine them putting that type of policy into effect. So when it happened, I remember reaching out to one of my supervisors, like, you see what's going on in New Jersey with the governor, Murphy. And they're like, no, that's just for long care services. And I'm like, nah, like, I don't know. But then to find out, us get the emails and everything saying it's true, and people are scared. People are scared for their livelihoods. You got some people who, from the beginning, stood firm, you know, and was like, I will not get this, you know. And then now to see how people, you know, in their faith is kind of like it's being tested, battle tested. And some people who was solely against it, you know, was like, I will not get this. I will not put this in my body. Now is having second thoughts because they're thinking about their livelihoods. And so it's really tricky. I'm deciding not to get it no matter what the outcome is going to be. I see the difference when it comes down to that. Like, sometimes people will be almost ready to get into an argument. Me, I'm not trying to, like, debate about it. I just know how I feel about it. So I'm not getting the vaccination. And if that costs me my job, then so be it. You know what I mean? I believe God will make a way for me. So, but again, I'm not arguing with nobody who does decide if that's what they want to do, you know. But I know that I'm against it and I'm not doing it. And it was one more thing that I wanted to comment on. I think I forgot what you were saying, but it was one more thing. But I at least definitely wanted to comment on those two about Maya Angelou and about how I felt about the vaccinations.
Okay. You know, Ricardo, I thank you so much because I like your way of thinking about what your mother upholding for what your mother said about giving my roses while I'm alive. because I'm pretty much in agreement with you 100%. Because a lot of people, and I've been a procrastinator a little once in a while in the past. I've learned to step my game up, and if I don't think I can make a commitment, I'll either write it down and hopefully get back to it in a good amount of time, because people have died, not from COVID, we're talking years ago, in the process of me saying I'll get back to them. And I even stay on a couple of people that I know about, stop saying please that you're going to visit that person, because something could happen to them next week, especially if they're not in the state, you know. And plus, I like to live my life while I'm here on earth, and God will take the soul with them. So that's what I have to look at. And yes, and because, you know, people don't like people to stuff. Speaking of the vaccine, people don't like people to ram things down their throat about their religion, about their opinion about what goes on with your body, things of that nature. I'm like this here, Ricardo. If you double masking these days, that's a big, big step in one direction, which is a consolation. Now, if you have not given the COVID to nobody and it could be proven, that's an even bigger step. You know what I'm saying? So I'm very happy that you responded to your viewpoint on what you find. I took the chance because, you know, if you have, like, what they call pre-existing, you know, one little thing, but I didn't want to take a chance. But so far, so good. I didn't grow any extra limbs or nothing dropped off my body or anything. So far, so good. But I wouldn't want to be the type that will excessively guarantee I'll take it every year, as will of God has said one time, every single year of the rest of my life. But, you know, we're going to temperament ourselves, observe, and make that decision and pray that all this COVID stuff will go away. You know, we got children who have been said to have been died, who have died here in Philadelphia from that COVID in school. And if that was the process of something, see, we don't have any evidence that it happened while at school or away from school. Well, we want to probably stay on top of the research and at least give people hope who do want to get vaccinated. And for the ones that don't, just ask them to please double mask. Please continue to exercise all of the right sanitation like the disinfectant sprays, the washing of the hands, you know, not standing up on top of virtually or standing too close to people. You know, keeping your bare skin, even on your arms, unexposed, because some people cough into their arm and forget to put on the mask, and next thing you know, you never know what you may be putting on another person's body. Things like that, common sense things. So, Ricardo, thank you. When is your show coming up next so I can go on to the next person?
My show, yes, my show, Trenton Makes It, be next Monday at 9:30. Thank you so much.
Okay. And I'm going to make an effort to listen to your show because I had before and I was very satisfied. Thank you, Ricardo, and your wonderful person for being honest. Okay, next person. Are we waiting for the very next person to show up? If so, would you please state your name?
No. We're going to go to a final track and then your final thoughts and then I'll come on with Ngozi time. Here we go, y'all.
Okay.
Lord, I'm a hard-fighting soldier, and I'm on the battlefield. I'm a hard-fighting soldier, and I'm on the battlefield. I'll keep bringing souls to Jesus by the service. Did I pray? The service is the heart.
Yeah. You can't see.
Rhythm and Blues, I love it. Thank you, producer Ngozi, for your musicology. Now, I understand we have another caller in queue. Mask, who's calling, please?
This is Angela calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I just wanted to call in and say hello. And like always, I'm enjoying your show.
Oh, thank you, Angela. I really appreciate it.
You always bring us some information, so I'm always glad to tune in. I'm excited for you.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, I
can't wait to hear that book.
Go ahead, please. I'm sorry.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I know it sometimes be a delay, but thank you. I was just listening to Ricardo, and like him, I love to give flowers while we are yet alive so that you can smell them. So thank you for paving the way for us that are able to come on here and share and allow us the opportunity to have a show. So thank you for paving the way. You are definitely a lady of legacy. I wish I had reached out to you and got you to be a part of our Ladies of Legacy. But nevertheless, I want to let everybody know how proud we are of you. So thank you for just being who you are and for all that you do for the network.
Oh, thank you very much, Angela. Thank you for the love and the appreciation. And I look forward to continue to do what I do so you all can do what you do. But I don't want you to feel as though that I'm the only one out here, because there's plenty of us. It's booked for those of us who are dedicated. Put yourself in that group. You never know how we may commend you on what you do as well. But you had a wonderful show the last time. I look forward to you. I would like to eventually, after Ngozi, my final thoughts that I would like to also share with you. Oh, real fast, next show, when will that be, Angela?
So my next show will be on February the 9th. I'm on the day after Jerry and the day before Kumi Bakatoon. So
oh, perfect.
I hope y'all will tune in.
Okay. Well, let's see if I can do my best in making sure I'm there, unless I'm in the hospital, which I doubt, I follow God's willing. Thank you very much. You know, Angela, you're a very intuitive person. I look forward to hearing not only for you, but the people who I didn't get to hear from yet. And it's coming, and I can see it. So don't you all give up on me. I'll make it to your show, because I love good information. Now, I just wanted to say, in regards to what Sister Bessie had said earlier, because of the concern about Russia, why do we concern ourselves about Russia? We concern ourselves because, you know, these are modern times. We're trying to technologically come up, supposedly. We're trying to make advances for human sake, I hope, some of us anyway. So I did tell her pretty much about Chechnya, who fought long and hard to obtain the independence of Russia. And even though they sit near the Soviet Republic, Chechnya, they just happened to fight for their independence. And they started that in 1991, you know, from Russia. So Russia came back a couple of years later, bombed it, as I mentioned to Sister Bessie, and it forced Chechnya to unite with Russia again. So they do have a way of doing their version of annexing. And they had, I'm sure, a great culture of their own, too, which was significant. But we can't get to see all of this if you have people overtaking people and destroying their temples and their tourist attractions and their lifestyle and their way of life and things that we will never get to see because things being destroyed in the process, people being destroyed. But over in Ukraine, they have, you know, a few attractions, like the world's deepest underground subway. They go through the mountains also. They have some of the oldest cafes, coffee cafes, which will be very exquisite as you smell a fresh air if you ever take a vacation or a honeymoon there. They have the world's largest sunflower seed producers. I'm sure in fields of them to prove it. They had the famous Tunnel of Love and more and more and more tourist attractions. They have very religious representation of the culture they developed around the honor of God, and they're very colorful and very pristine. Imagine those being destroyed in the process. And additionally, I hate to see people have to get killed because some people feel as though they're owed whatever the other persons are owed. But this is the way of life. Well, for a start, President Joe Biden will exchange the need for them to assist in defending, speaking of them, actually ourselves and our allies, to defend this poor country if only needed. We don't want to jump the gun. Because they can supply Ukraine with necessary protective devices. But you know, why help destroy something if it hadn't started absolutely just yet? And also, he plans to use economic restraints, financial, in other words, you know, in way of wares. And hopefully the United Nations here, based here in New York, that is meant for all the countries, will be allies to join in the need to protect Ukraine by providing them with some, you know, this degree of protection, not the troops, but, you know, their way to get hold of some of the things it takes to keep the destruction and massive killings from occurring. Because, you know, like Sister Bessie and millions of other people say, who likes a bully? Nobody really likes a bully. But if they feel as though the aggressive way is the only way to get what they want, well, we'll see who's going to be the real winner in the end. And it ultimately, it will be God, no matter who invades who. And that invasion stuff, it's really something surely a thing of the past, because truthfully, that's like some medieval stuff. That happened centuries ago, and they're still doing it. It's really questionable as to what their motives really are. So with that being said, we're going to wish everybody Godspeed, and we pray that they find another civilized way about acquiring what they want, whatever that really is, from Ukraine. And keep in mind, you know, every average day people, even despite the fact that we have poverty here in the United States and severe poverty, they actually have people on the streets who stand at the bus stops with other people and just strike up a conversation and talk about what's going on over there, which make them wondering what kind of relationships are we going to have here and other places. We got to, you know, be up on the subject of who is relating to who for the sake of the world. God bless you.
Well, first of all, I want to thank Miss Antonia Bass tonight. You see the legacy of what this woman has put down for almost 9 years in broadcasting excellence. And I like what Angela Thomas Smith said. You know, she's been here giving us the information through Peripheral Vision, which first started here at Orney Dynasty, and, of course, Informational Guru. And she's continuing her lineage of broadcasting know-how and the acumen for greatness. And I say to the rest of the world out there, this young lady deserves to be not only nominated to the Hall of Fame, but also enshrined. Let's fight for that, because she has given us her life. You know, we count on that robbery for people who have been with ONE Dynasty. We look at the charter members of our network. There's only three left. Antonia, Will of God, and Andrea Presley. They were here in the beginnings with Blog Talk Radio. They followed us to Talk Show Radio. And now back to, you know, the prophet controls the throne. What a wonderful adage tonight. I want to thank Sister Bessie, you know, another person that is up for that wonderful achievement this year. Again, you know, hopefully being nominated twice. You know, Will of God and what he's done for many, many different years. And, you know, he deserves that as well. And then, of course, the wonderful enshrined Willie Bacatoon tonight, Ricardo Richard, and all the folks, including, you know, all the people who are listening right now on a constant basis. Without you, we are nothing. Without our listeners, you know, we're just a tinkling brass and a sounding cymbal. And I'm just really proud tonight of what we have done. Next time Miss Antonia Bass comes on, we'll be celebrating her 9th anniversary in February. How about that? You know, we'll have our Beverly Nation anniversary week, you know, for this outstanding network to be recognized. 9 years of extraordinary broadcasting, you know, prominence. This year we'll be celebrating, you know, the sixth year of Determined and Motivated Online Now Network, which Antonio Bass is a part of. And I'm just happy tonight. I'm going to make a correction. I'm the 2019 International Internet Radio Disc Jockey at Trani. But, you know, it's wonderful to be able to play music for all you guys. And tonight we were blessed with one of the greatest people in the world out of Texas. You know, I didn't know who he was until I saw the Grammy Awards. And I said, who is this guy that I never heard of? You know, I'm always, you know, learning, because the process of being a disc jockey, you have to learn music. But, man, I heard Gary Clark Jr., and I said, man, who is this guy? You know, I never, you know, even fathomed. And for me to have the privilege tonight to finally showcase him with Antonia Batts is outstanding. So shouts out to the great Gary Clark Jr., you know, the 2019 and 2020 Grammy Award winning, you know, vocalist and guitarist. Tomorrow night on these ONE stations, we come right back with our internship right here. And we're still blessed with, you know, another Mo. Tomorrow night, it's all about Mo Payne continuing his legacy by himself tomorrow night right here on these ONE stations. And it will be him, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. And, of course, Damon Network has advertising to ONE, which is Olivelli and Ngozi Enterprise Reach, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment@wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Prime Time at Damon.com. We're Ngozi Time, both for Twitter and Instagram, Olivelli and Ngozi at Twitter, Google Plus, Olivelli and Malay Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, Info Guru, as well as the Historic Determined and Motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. And any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, Ole Dele. That goes with mine@gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, the 2021 International Internet Radio Producer in Shrine 8. Ola Dele Malay, where he goes, he's saying goodnight and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. This young lady was not a soldier. She was a sailor. And her name is the 2020 International Internet Radio Broadcasting nominee. One day we believe she'll be an enshrining. For the next 3 minutes in the program, you have charter member of ONE, Antonia Batts.
Thank you. You know, I appreciate you all's consideration for my nomination. I will say nothing negative about, you know, my not needing to be competitive. I will say this. Yes, while I was on the line, there's a doctor who once came here and graced us with so much information. Dr. Alexander of Reverend Joe's Church at Sheltenham and Gerard and Germantown Avenues. We have a hotline that people listen to the old school, you know, broadcasting I used to hear in my grandmother's window. But nevertheless, she said that she wanted to be known. Don't think because we're a metropolitan city, we don't have extreme poverty, even for children to go to school or people, period. But a lot of people cannot afford testing here when it comes to COVID. They can afford because they make some resources available and then others they lack in. And as a result, there are people here who are dying also still of COVID for various reasons, poverty being the biggest one, she said. She said, let me let you all know, because don't think everything is peaches and cream where we go. It's not the most downtrodden environment, but it's a mission on making people discover that have and have-nots thing is a reality. There are people who cannot afford the testing. They don't know about going to the post office and getting the four-piece package of testing equipment, you know, per household that will be allowed. Well, actually, you get it through the USPS, the post office services. A lot of them don't realize that there are not beds available, or they may have to
go somewhere extremely far that, or not at all, to be able to be hospitalized. And when they get out, they may catch the COVID over again, which means it will spread even more. That's why it's not going to just up and disappear overnight, because there are medical facilities not available like you may think. There are not, there's food, clothing, and shelter that is very, very minutely available to people who are even born and raised here, who are at the mercy of these people out here who don't care about them as long as everything goes their way. And when the COVID recycles itself back into the system, who do we have to blame? Well, for those of us who don't pay attention to it, no more than we pay attention to other foreign countries that are happening to have it recycled, because you know why? We think the buck stops at them. So in honor of Dr. Alexander and the respect that I have for her, and because of her commitment to the Philadelphia, she called it the Philadelphia Black Doctors Coalition, if I'm not mistaken. Please feel free to Google it. She said you'd be surprised at the discoveries you'll come across in that particular thing. Well, it's not really necessarily geared towards black, but they pretty much study their particular target market. And it pertains to people who are basically people who are of the suffering nature. Please take it seriously, because the reason why this COVID isn't moving fast enough or whatever, it's because the resources aren't as profound and available. Most of the people here don't have cell phones. How can they, or other means, or Wi-Fi? You'd be, yes, they swore it was going to be a computer in every house. I can tell you I was deprived for quite a while myself as a resource to be able to get on the internet and things like that. The libraries, free libraries, they do and don't make resources available like they used to, whatever the reason may be. And I'm not saying intentionally. It's just that it's not as plentiful as you think it is. So somebody needs to act fast and act more consistently, or if possible, reaching Dr. Alexander, it's a she, on the Philadelphia Black Doctors Consortium, if I'm not mistaken, it's called, maybe .com. I have to admit I'm not quite, maybe you have to go on Google search, and let them know that you want to come on board and making things accessible on a basic level so that, yes, everybody, including especially the homeless, are being recycled out as soon as they come into the hospital, if they make it into the hospital. And bodies are still obviously being counted for lack of basic resources. So hopefully, if we have any excess in materials to send to other countries that can help reduce it there, it'll dwindle away, just like the flu in the Spanish, around the Spanish wartime about, 100 years ago? Let's all keep in mind, we're all in this together. We're talk about worldwide destructions of human beings if we do not understand that it's not always only about what happens, things that happen well for you in your own backyard. There are people with children who are dying who live in the suburbs. In other words, the more upscale environments who have had children 19 years old, for example, at a college, for example, recently, a college called Rowland College. He had just died, and the mother, I'm sure, is destroyed. But, see, you have to take into consideration all these things that you hear about that go on in the inner cities. They're not just inner cities, and that's why even the gun violence may occur, because it doesn't hit home until you realize this is something that we are all in this whole thing together. Now, if you want to play Divide and Conquer, whatever games you play at a later date, you know, I wish you luck, because things happen to come back to cycle and hit the fan, and it's not pretty. Thank you very much, and I hope you all have a wonderful month to come. It's a good thing to serve your country, because somebody got to protect the borders. Somebody got to help protect the innocent if we can. And some of us, I want you to know, we don't look forward to the violence. We don't want to walk into it. We just hope that we stay on top of things for the sake of letting you all know what's a reality out there. God bless you and thank you. Good night.